and saved a lot of fodder, which is the corn leaves off of the corn, and saved that and stored it and to have the feed and let it cure in the field and then the storage, you know, back
that's what you, we were talking about the other day.
They pull that, they pull it, they pull this fodder off of the, it's the blades off of the corn stalks, and then they would get a handful and then they'd hook it behind the ear of corn to let it cure, get right, and then they go in there and take those hands and make a bundle, they call it, and tie that up, and then they would take, pile those bundles and then take a rope and tie them and tow them out because they didn't want to knock the corn down to go in the hole in that.
That was
the feed for the animals, for this, the cows and the mules. At that time, you see, they farmed all together with mules and had to have...
Nothing like there is now? I mean, no tractors?
No tractors. It was all mules and horses that they done all the farming with and hauling and everything.
Well, now, where were the animals kept?
We had a huge lot, they called it, but it was covered, and they kept the mules and horses in that, and then they had stables all around that, and each one had a stable to stay in to eat, you know. And then on the end, and right down the center, they had this big trough that you put this dry stuff in, you know, that's cured fodder and all. Put that in that for them to eat. They'd eat on that almost all the time, but they kept this. And the cows now, they didn't have a shelter for them. They stayed out in the open, in the fields, and then they had a big lot, and they'd bring them in at night, you know, and feed them at night with this cottonseed meal and hulls.
Well, now this lot, you said, was covered. What? How was it covered?
For the mules?
Uh-huh.
Well, it was just like a big warehouse. You know, it was had a top on it.
But no sides?
It had sides. Yeah, it had sides. It was enclosed, but it was not closed tight, you know. It had cracks in it, no. Now, you asked me about my father's occupation. He farmed, and then he cut timber, and he had to, there was no way to get it anywhere, only to haul it to the river, and they call it raft. I don't know how they fastened those logs together, and then they carried them down the Ottumwa River down to Darien and sold them. And he did that in the wintertime.
Just like a big
boat or something. Uh-huh. They just have all these, they cut them and they carry them to the river. And they had some way, I never did go to see it, but I heard him talking about it. And then they carried their food with them. And it took them several days to carry that down the river. All those logs, you see. Maybe they'd have two rafts, and they'd be two, and they'd have, they had to guide them to keep them from going to the bank.
What did they use?
They used long poles, to guide them.
They'd have to be heavy men, I guess, to be on the raft.
Well, I'd think they'd be about four men that done the work. Besides the one that looked after the, telling them what to do, you know, and carrying it on.
I wonder about how long the logs would have been.
Well, couldn't tell you that. They were, some of them pretty long because they carried them on down the river.
Uh-huh.